Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I am joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dways. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, I'm alright. I just need niggas to know how to calm down, bro. That's all
hey,
I need.
This nigga,
that's all I need right now, dog.
This nigga just has smoke for me. I didn't even do anything. That's a crazy bro, point. I didn't even do anything, bro. I counted down. I don't know what this nigga's talking about, bro.
This bro,
I just like, don't know, bro.
This bro was like, yo, I'm sorted 5-4-3-2-1. Like, dog, give us time, dog.
What?
But it's fine. I'm all right. I'm alive. Thank God for another day.
Hi.
Dwayne, what are you saying? Are you all right?
I have no words, dude, actually. I just came to do my job of being attacked, man. Spiritually, verbally, numerically. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Sorry, bro.
So we are back with another episode. And yeah, this time, for the first time on the show, actually, we are going to be reviewing a project by K-Keed. We've spoken about K-Keed before. I think like she had done like a few features or something. But yeah, this is the first project that we are going to be talking about on the show. The name of the project is called Bite the Bullet. So I want to know from you guys, what are your general thoughts on K-Keed? And what were your initial thoughts coming into this one?
Yeah, I think for me, K-Keed was like a, I was obviously like listened to K-Keed a while back, but like K-Keed was always like a hype artist in my opinion, right? Like in terms of like, it'll be a track that you'll listen to at the club or at a concert and go off type of vibe, right? So I was expecting hype tracks. I mean, if we think about features from like Spaz and all that other stuff, and it's like that's the type of energy that I associated K-Keed with. So when I listened to this project, or when I was going into this project, I think I was expecting pretty much the same. And I won't lie, man, this album or this project blew me away, bro. Like this, I honestly, like I didn't know K-Keed had a bag like this, dog. Like I knew she could rap, but like I just didn't know that it from beat selection to the lyrics to, I don't know, everything in between, dog. Like, this was honestly, yo, it was a beautiful project, dog. Like, yo, I was amazed. I was shocked. Not because shocked because I didn't believe she had the capability, but shocked because I just did not expect it. And yeah, man, I think already so far, just off listening to this project, this is definitely one of my favorite projects already for this year. I would have to say, and I think it will stand that test of time till the end of it as well, because there's so many bangers here. I like how the content went so deep, you know, and it just this project was just real, bro. And I feel like from an essay lens, I haven't really had a project like this in a while for me personally, you know, that I can say I've resonated with or just kind of, you know, clicked with from a hip-hop perspective. So yeah, man, this was fire, man. Really enjoyed it.
Bro, I was about to send such a shot your way, but you know, I'ma hold it.
Nah, say it.
Anyway.
Say it.
Because
we got smoke,
man. Nah. I'ma keep the peace, because I'm about to put you in a binder, dog. But it's fine, dog.
This man is saying WWE.
Chokehold. Right, shut up. Smackdown. That's fine. That's fine. I'm sorry. Anyway, bro. Yeah, man. This project definitely was a long time coming. I feel like, you know, K-Keed, as we know, has been someone in the game who's, like Mpilo was saying, like, you know, pops up here and there, does the features, is more of a turn-up artist. We haven't really gotten like a deeper bag from her. So this was like a nice look and like some introspect into the artist and the creative that K-Keed is. And like, yeah, I agree with Mpilo. Like, this was really impressive just regards to who K-Keed is, or as I know K-Keed to be as an artist. Like, this was something that was eye-opening. It showed me that, like, yeah, she got a lot of bags. gave me those vibes I didn't expect. Definitely showed a lot of growth just over time as an artist in general, for sure. Like sequencing, I think could have been better, you know. Also, I do like the fact that she kind of, you know, kind of gave us a look into who she is a bit. She opened up, but not as much as I would have liked her to. But it was still more than I expected. And yeah, I would have liked a shorter album. You know, that's really what I could say. But yeah, definitely impressed by what Keith did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into it, guys.
I would, dog. You're still not giving us... this guy, he does this all the time, bro. All the time. Give us your thoughts, dog. I will. It's all three of us here.
We're going to talk about it now, Angie. That's what we're doing, bro.
How did you feel going into it?
See, I just feel like Bilo just here to fight today, bro.
Niggas are angry. That's why I asked niggas at the beginning, are you guys enjoying life?
I'm enjoying life, bro.
Niggas have anger, bro.
But you know, that's fine.
Bilo thinks he's 57 right now, bro.
Old age.
Survived the hospital. Now he's coming out here.
That's right. It's right. Tracks. Let's go. Let's go.
Nah, because niggas didn't go bedside, bro. Niggas mad.
The first song, the intro, is called Healed. I thought this was a good opener. Quite restrained musically, but it's bar heavy though. Like, it's got some bars in here, man. Staring conscious with my demons. That I keep thinking about that bar. I don't know why. But yeah, I really enjoyed this intro. I thought it was like a nice ease into the album. What are your thoughts on Healed?
Yeah, man, I think Healed was a nice intro. I think, like I said from the start, like didn't really know what to expect. So when I listened to this, you know, it felt like, you know, when you're watching a movie and then you have like that monologue at the start, right, of whoever the narrator or the main character is, and it's sort of like, okay, this is where we're going, or giving a bit of context. So this is what the song kind of felt like. So like you said, very restrained. It's not like there was much happening sonically, but I think it did really well in terms of setting the tone, giving a story, letting us know what we're about to go into. You know, it's like that thing of like, yo, we're about to enter my mind kind of shit. So yeah, man, I think this was a nice, solid intro.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Intro definitely sets the tone for the project. I agree with that. And it also kind of gives a look into like where I feel she's at mentally as well. Because just seeing her speak about this project, it felt like she was going through a lot while making this project. A lot of doubts, a lot of, you know, it's like she needed to reassure herself that, you know, I am that one, you know, I am her. So I think this is a nice way to kind of get into that. I do love the production. There's someone I would like on this hook, somebody very random I would have liked, and that would be Young Tyran. I don't know why, but yeah, shout out to that guy. Yeah, just a nice vocalist. Yeah, just a young vocalist harmonizing on the hook, something like that. Like, I would have liked that, but I mean, yeah, nice little segue into the project.
And then we get into Trailblazer. Yeah. I think on number two. Yeah. This was really good. This was
Shout out.
Boy. One of my favorites on the album. I can't even lie. This was really good. You know, yeah, because like the intro, it's chilled, you know. So it's like setting the tone. And then Trailblazer comes on. It's just like, oh shit, okay. Now we're going. Now we're cooking, you know. So yeah, for me, Trailblazer is definitely one of my favorites on the album, and it's the one that I keep going back to. So yeah, what are your thoughts on
Trailblazer? Yeah, I think it's one of those where it's like you forget, you know, people be speaking other languages, bro. So like when Keith was coming in closer there, dog, I was like, issue, okay, this is what we're getting, you know what I mean? But I think the song was fire. I think when those 808 started hitting, and then that flow switch up, you know what I'm saying? That yeah, them cutting, you know what I mean? That one there, I went loud, I was closet, that was fire. But yeah, man, I think Trailblazer was also a really, really nice one. I think I actually really enjoyed the build up from the first song to the second one. And I think so far this is where you could see like it was starting to unfold a bit. So yeah, man, this was fine.
Mm.
Yeah, she slid on this. Definitely a fun fact, guys. I don't know if you guys know, you know, Kay Keed has the most monthly listeners as a female rapper in South Africa. That's kind of crazy. But anyway, Flo on here was crazy. Bars on here was crazy too, giving her that sort of like that introduction to that, you know, Xhosa spitter. Like, she's giving you that, like, okay, I'm really her. I like it, man. I like the energy. I like what she's delivering here. You know, she hitting us with the nigga shit and where they eat, they got no pot to piss in. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Keith, we see you. Mm. Yeah, man, I like Trailblazer. Like, see, you say, definitely one I come back to often on this project.
But guys, so, how many times?
Shout out.
This is like sidebar. How many times have you heard the pot to piss in bar, dog? Like, ever since you started, since you started listening to hip hop, like that's one bar where I know it's like, yo, dog. No, I get it, but I'm just,
bro. It's because niggas, you know, the come up, bro. Everyone gotta reflect, bro. Like, nigga, I had no pot to piss in, nigga. Come on, bro.
The next song was Dilemma featuring Reese the boy.
Where was he, guys? Was it pretty, so, yeah. Like, where was he, guys? Like, this one was ish, dog. No, sorry, can I go? Like, the song was fire.
Yeah, talk.
I think the Bad Decisions chorus, everything, like this sounded like the type of song where you actually needed the Aries verse, bro. Like, when it finished, I played the song again because I was like, where did I miss it? Like, did I not hear it? And I was like, this nigga's not chill, bro. But you know what? Like, outside of that, the song was fire. I just feel like the title shouldn't say featuring Aries, bro, because I was anticipating something else. Maybe from a production side, but I don't know. But like, yeah, man, this was fire.
Yeah, but what was the point of this?
Yeah, like, I don't get it. I don't get it, bro. Or was it like, ish? Oh. Actually, no, I'm not going to speculate and say it's like,
or maybe it's producing, bro.
Maybe I think it's production.
Maybe it's just production bag, bro.
I think it's production. But I'm like, why are we getting catfished? You know? But like, outside of that though, like, outside of that part, like, the song was fire. Let's not, I'm not gonna, don't get it twisted, but yeah, man, that was a bit heartbreaking, I can't lie.
Cees, can you go?
Wait, what do you say?
I'd like to hear your take, actually, Cees, on this.
I mean, I got no thoughts of this one. I
do it.
You know. You know, bro. Like, you know.
That's good.
You know, bro. It's a cool song.
So that, like, it's a nice commercial track, bro. It's a nice commercial track.
Yeah. But you know, hey man, it is what it is, bro. Like,
hey. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, what can you say, dog? Like, you know, we was the boy.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, for me personally, the boy, like, messaged you, please come with more, my brother. I don't know. Hey, bro. When I see Aries feature, I'm expecting a lot, you know? Yeah, I don't know what's happening. But, yeah, like you guys say, cool song at the end of the day. But, it went under the radar for me. It didn't,
And then we got High Hopes featuring Pretty Ugly. And yeah, man, Pretty Ugly still rapping, you know? And he's,
I don't know why I love
him. Yeah, he's killing. Okay. He's killing all these verses still. And yeah, I was very interested in this one. And I think for me, I got what I was expecting. So no complaints, really. I like this song. I think they both rapped really, really well. Production was good. And yeah, no complaints on my side. What are you saying?
Yeah, man, I think, yeah, you're right in that sense that I think Pretty Ugly, every time he lays down a verse, like, I don't think I've been disappointed as of late with any Pretty Ugly verse. So this one I really, really enjoyed. I think they both went off here. I don't know. I would have enjoyed it to be like personally, just like a slower track with Pretty Ugly on it. I don't know, I think when Pretty Ugly hits you more with the introspection, obviously having reviewed his project last year, you know, I think there's a lot more that you can get out of there, you know what I mean? But obviously if you're talking just rap, you know what I mean, and just bars and bar heavy, etc., like this was definitely a good verse. And yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, guys, for me, Pretty Ugly, I would say in South Africa, most lyrical or top commercial lyrical rapper over 30. Like, I feel like Pretty Ugly with these verses, bro, he just doesn't disappoint. I don't know who else is eating verses like Pretty right now. But yeah, for me on this one, it was cool. I can't say this track really stood out for me that much. I appreciate it. But yeah, man, there's not too much I can say about it, to be honest.
And then we have Stained T-Shirt, the interlude. This was a good interlude, man. I like that it wasn't too long, because I think, you know, looking back at some of the projects we reviewed, we always complain about how interludes end up just being like,
yeah, might as well just be another
that's
song.
That's not an interlude, bro. Just call it a song, bro. Like, you get me. But this was short, you know, it was a good length, basically. It wasn't too long. And I like what you're talking about still. So for me, this was a good interlude. I'm not sure about the sequencing. I haven't thought about that much, but just the interlude by itself like this, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, man, I think this is a beautiful, I love the beat on this as well, man. I think this is one of those beats where you could just let, like, you as the artist or you as the rapper, everything, it's just for, it's a platform for you to kind of just spit, right? So I think she definitely killed it here. I think for me, my issue, I guess, from like a sequencing perspective, because Stain T-Shirt was the interlude, same beat, then 3PM and Kempenville, same beat. It's basically just starting the track from scratch. I don't know, like, the way that sounded, I didn't particularly enjoy. I mean, both songs were fire, but I think, I don't know if it should have just gone into the other and then not been an interlude and been one, or maybe it's just because I'm not hearing it from, maybe the lyrics are different. I don't know if I'm recalling correctly, but like, I think those two songs, it was the same beat, I just didn't understand that part of it. But yeah, Stain T-Shirt interlude, I like. And both of them, Stain T-Shirt was like 157 or 147, then 3PM and Kempenville was 154, and it's still the same beat. So that's the only thing that I didn't particularly understand there. But yeah.
Oh, it was the same beat. I thought it was one song. Damn. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. This like a Stained T-Shirt. That's that real spill. Okay. All right. Man, Stained T-Shirt. I can say, like, I think, judging off what you're saying, I think we could have just combined the two songs. But for it to be an interlude type-esque, you know, thing, I like that she rapped on there too. She did her thing. I like some of the bars there. Yeah, Stained T-Shirt was cool. Not too much I can say though.
Which takes us to 3PM in Kempenville. I was expecting bars, and I got bars. So I'm not complaining. She was rapping. I'm happy. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I think, like I said with the previous one, I think because the beat is the same, it's like, I guess like Dwayne said, you're confusing the two, right? But I think, like I said, this is the same type of beat that allows you to just kind of go off, man. So I really enjoy this. I think this is one of those where I literally just sat in and I just listened. I just really, really enjoyed listening from start to finish. You know, just kind of gripped by the content and everything that was being said. And I think, yeah, you know, from her saying her girl's an improper fraction or shaped like an improper fraction, etc., etc., you know what I mean? Like, it was, yeah, like, exactly, you know what I mean? You could chuckle here and there as well. So, like, yeah, man, I think it's always really cool to have those kind of moments. But yeah, this was fine.
Yeah, she definitely has a few of those sprinkled in there. Yeah, man, like Caesar's saying, bro, nothing but bars. Yeah, nothing more I can expect from Keed. Like, I think on this project she really needed to showcase that she really do be rapping, because, like, you know, as Mpilo was saying earlier, we take her as more of a vibe artist, you know, which she does bring too, but, you know, she's showing that she could also hold it down with the bars on here. So yeah, man, lyrically she went crazy, showing crazy growth on a song like this. Yeah, man, I like this. Really dope.
The next one was Imposter Syndrome. It's not a bad song overall. I thought it was an okay song. Like, there were some good moments, and then there's other things I'm just like, ah, you know. But yeah, I think it's not one of my favorites, let me put it that way. It's an okay song for me. I appreciate the, you know, I guess what she was trying to communicate on the song, lyrically. But in general, it's okay at best. I don't know how you guys are feeling. What are you saying?
This I actually really liked. I think also from a production perspective as well. And the fact that the track is titled Imposter Syndrome, and I think, like, the way that she delivered the track, the certain backing vocals, or let's say ad-libs or sound effects that she also made, kind of made it sound like what you'd be going through when you have imposter syndrome, right? Like, it's all in your head kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like, you know, that crazy part of you that's speaking, or that you know, that negative part of you that's kind of speaking to you. That's kind of what it felt like. I think just the way that she delivered this track with the title, the way that it meshed well with the title for me, made so much sense, where I was just like, nah, this is actually really fire. And yeah, I think, again, so far, like, beat selection on this project as a whole is just like banger after banger at this point. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely agree with the beat selection as well. I also really enjoyed this spitting there in Xhosa. That was like just effortless, you know. It just, you know, there's her and somebody else. There's another guy, Luka Tubbs, bro. They're my favorite when it comes to the Xhosa spitters, bro. You know, I just feel like they're very, very effortless when they come to it. But yeah, I think they just needed a better hook on here, to be honest with you. And another thing with imposter syndrome, I do remember her speaking a lot about how she felt like, you know, she kind of didn't deserve the position she was in. Like, she felt like, how did she kind of get here? So I kind of like that she kind of touches on that a little bit here and there. And yeah, man, this was a needed track. I feel a necessary track. It was cool. Yeah, man, that's pretty much it.
And then we get to Indaba Yetu featuring Jay Something and K-Lo. Interesting direction. Wasn't expecting this at all. Like, at all.
I was not expecting a Jay Something feature on a K-Kid album, bro.
It was random. You know, very random. But I guess it works, you know. It's cool, you know. It's nice to hear Jay Something again. But yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on Indaba Yetu?
Yeah, where did you have in the project? Or you just haven't heard him in a long time? Oh, he's just been in general, like,
he's no, must
been
on the project. I'm saying, like,
I'm
saying, like, it's just nice to hear him, like, you know, being active again, yeah, in, like, the mainstream. Yeah.
When I first heard this track, and I knew you were gonna review it, I was thinking about Dwayze when I heard this. You know, we talk about the Afrobeat type, you know, those type of tracks. I was literally thinking about what this man would say. But nah, but I think this is cool, man. I think also, like, yeah, Jay Something is always a pleasure to listen to. And I think he has a certain way. He has a certain way of just. Also, just making the song feel whole, dog. Like, you know what I mean? So even if, let's say, there were parts where, you know, it fell flat, or, you know, it may not sound... Like, I think he just does a lot of work to make the song sound really good as well, right? So, yeah, like this was really cool. I think it's one of those where you can just, you know, bop your head to hit it with the vibe. But yeah, it was cool. I think it was interesting to just see Keed head into this direction, because not something that I'd heard before as well. But yeah, like there's potential there, I think. But obviously, like, prefer everything else that we'd heard prior to that. But yeah, this was cool.
Yeah, this one, interesting track. I didn't expect this song to work, but it kind of does for me. It kind of works, you know. I like what they did here on here. Production for me was really the standout. Like, that was really amazing for me on here. Really dope production. Great songs. Like, I almost feel like it's too much of a drastic, like, vibe switch though from the previous track, which is getting back into sequencing as well, where I feel like sequencing on this project definitely could have been better. But yeah, I love Jay Something, man. I've always, you know, appreciated him on a song, on a feature. I always think he does the most when he operates. So shout out to Jay Something, man. Yeah, dope track.
And then the next one was Khululeka featuring Sino and Zoe Modira and Moti. Another dance-esque song that I didn't expect, but like, when I looked at the, you know, the track list and I saw featuring Moti, I'm like, okay, cool, I know where we're headed now. Because like, you get Jay Something on the one song and then Moti on the next one, you know, it was just, it's featuring Mikasa at this point, you know.
Yeah, true.
It, you know, but cool song. I love Zoe. Like, Zoe is, dude, man, guys, just go listen to Zoe's music. That's all I can say. Like, unbelievable. One of the best in SA. So yeah, this was just unexpected. That's all I can say. Not much, really. What are you guys' thoughts?
Yeah, man, I think this one, also another left field, but I actually really enjoyed this, man. I think, yeah, this is a fire track, man. I think even I was listening to it, I was just, yeah, I was fully immersed. I was also thinking, hey, throw my boy Hello Yagami into this one, dog. That's what I was feeling there too. But yeah, man, I think this is a really cool track. I think when you do deeper though in the entire picture, probably sequencing could have been a whole lot better when we get to this part, because I think these are either the type of songs that you'd put towards the end, especially with the flow, you know, going from like 3 p.m. in Kevinville, Imposter Syndrome, and then we're going straight into this, and then also then to have an interlude and then go into Feel a Little, which is similar to the earlier tracks. You see, like, in that sense, I think it could have been placed a whole lot better. But yeah, I also like this track, I can't lie.
Yeah, another good song. I feel, however, bro, if we're making piano as hip-hop bruise, dog, like, you know, I feel like it needs to go over and beyond every time. That's just personally how I feel. I feel like it can't just be like, you know, you have to really show your best hand. And I don't personally feel like this was it. I prefer the previous vibe more, you know, but yeah, man, it's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, also, there's okay. Like, this is, you know, like we're saying about this whole project in general, like, this is all new in terms of our knowledge of Keed, right? So I think I'd say we're probably judging a bit too harshly, you know what I mean? Especially because this project within itself was already so surprising in a good way, right? So I think maybe for whatever comes out afterwards, then it's like, okay, cool. But when I listen to this, I'm like, okay, cool, like, I'm getting a different side. I know what you're possibly capable of. It'd be cool to maybe hear something that's a little bit better, but I wouldn't say I would judge as harshly.
I don't feel that's harsh though. I feel like that's just, you know, like, I just feel like it goes back to the Mars conversation we're having. It's just, if you're gonna attempt something, in my eyes, I just feel like, especially to an extent that you did on your first project as well, on your debut, something that's new as well, I feel like your execution really has to matter. Like, I feel like it matters less on your second project to me, Like, because if you're trying something new on your first, like, real showcase of this is me, this is who you are, I feel like it has to be done really well. But that's just my opinion, though. I'm not saying it has to be that way.
Nah, fair. Nah, I'll just, yeah, that's why I was just posing that. Just
But I hear you for sure.
The next one was the interlude, Better Place.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
By Feel Alone.
That's my favorite song, guys. I won't lie. That's the best song on the album. This is the best song on the album.
I love Shekinah. Hey.
I'll tell you that. That's the best song on the album. Yo, season, we get it, bro.
Man, you guys know how much I love Shekinah, and like this was like one of like, you know, I was really excited to hear this. You know, I just anyway, guys, Better Place interlude. And Feel a Little.
Better Place, say? I don't have much to say. But we're going to Feel a Little, bro. Like, yo, nah, no, but like, for real, there's nothing much to say. But Feel a Little, guys, that's the best song on this track, bro. Like, the best song on this project. They both killed it. Shekinah murdered it. Keyed with that, my calm is cat. You know what I mean? Killed it. Like, this is a perfect song, bro. I can't lie to you. For me, this is a 10. The best song on this project. Fire. We must do more work together, dog. I can't lie. This was fire. Done.
Like her singing on Better Place?
Please.
I feel like it was, bro, cozy.
Don't comfortable. I don't care. I'm talking about this song.
Ay, damn it.
This song was fucking fire, bro. From just even the way it was structured, bro. Right? With the verse, with the chorus, okay. With the bridge. Nah, man, it was too much. It was too much. And then Shekinah came in. And then the angelic vocals. Please, man. Please. This was a 10, dog. I'm done now.
But I feel like Abila said everything for this song. Because there's nothing else I can say, bro.
This song was fucking disgusting, bro. Yo, that's so good.
Shout out Shekinah.
Good job, carry on.
Okay, shout out Shekinah. The new album is coming still. The new album is coming. Yo.
Now, Shekinah's features, though, she just don't disappoint. I can't lie to you. She never disappoints.
Never disappoints. Never. You know? So, I'm excited for the album. But anyway, the next song, Clear as Day.
Do you know who that is?
Featuring Nua.
No, I'm asking because I know C's normally knows these artists beforehand. I've been listening to Lua before, you know, like
that is true.
Tracks here and there. But yeah,
this is the first time C's never known who the person is.
I can't lie. This time I was unfamiliar, you know. Very introspective song. For me personally, you know, introspective Keed is my favorite kind of Keed, bro. Like, I appreciate the other stuff, you know, the vibes and whatever. I like that, but there's just something. There's like this demeanor that she embodies when she's in her introspective bag. And so, yeah, this was definitely one of my favorites. 10 toes down, ain't no way I'm not defeating it. Like, you know, those kind of bars. It's just like, damn, you know, they just stay with you. So I really like this one. What are you guys' thoughts on Clear as Day?
Yeah, man, I think I agree in terms of the introspective bag. Because there's also like I think from, you know, tracks like Healed and everything else, like, and Stained and Dupier, etc. Even Feel a Little, like, there's this commanding presence in the track that Keed has, where it's like, and also I think that's where the attachment comes from, which is why I think this project, you know, as different as, you know, there's certain parts where you're like, okay, it shouldn't be here, etc., but it's like there's so much of that really, really works, and it grips you, that, you know, everything that kind of comes after, that you hear after, you're still like, yo, I still want to listen, you know, because especially when the introspective stuff kind of holds you. So yeah, man, I think this track here, Lua, from a vocal perspective, really, really enjoyed. And yeah, man, I think this, still don't think, yeah, I think, you know, it was, I didn't deep it as much as you'd said, like, at the start. But yeah, the sequencing here, dog, in general, just could have been a lot better, bro. Like, I think even with the 17 tracks or whatever, it could have been a completely better project if things were just placed in different areas. Because, like, now, for example, we're about to head into... We went from the J Something stuff, and then now we're going to go to Omfuzo Wam, which are, like, hard-hitting again, and it's like, okay, you know what I mean? And, like, with Nasty at the end. I think the biggest critique with this project for me now, I might as well just say it now on track 12, is just that the tracks could have placed a whole lot better. I think it would have just made a clearer story or just been a lot better for me if it was done a bit differently. Like, if the hard-hitting stuff was put at the start, to be honest, and we ended on a more somber note as well, I think that would have been cool.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, that's still...
Yeah, Lua on here, she killed it, definitely. I love the way she writes. I love the hook she did. You know, a part where she's like, Malice at the palace, there's a clash for you. I need cash for a baby one, a Birkin and a Bronco and a princess in the passenger. And I like those type of... I like... writing that feels so free. It doesn't feel like it's bound to one idea. It moves so freely, you know. And also to do those on hooks, you know, requires a very talented writer, which I do believe she is, you know. So shout out to her. You know, there's a bar that Keith says here, that ugly truth, pretty woman moving devious. You know, that bar is so serious, man. So serious. And... And yeah, man, I think, like, back to what Mpilo was just saying, another song I just feel like sequencing wise could have been placed better, but I do really like this song, I must say. It's one of my favorites towards the end of the project, so shout out. Yeah,
and then we get into War in Me, which kind of feels like an interlude. I don't know if that's just, you know, me, but that's the vibe I was getting.
It felt was there like another voice note on there?
In a way. So yeah, War in Me, it wasn't like very memorable, because like I said, it felt like just an interlude into the next thing. But yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on War in Me?
Yeah, I mean, War in Me, cool. I don't have much to say about this. I can't see it. I think, yeah, the feeling is probably right in terms of it being an interlude. Even the way that it kind of ended with that drop, and then it was hard hitting, and then it went into a voice note. Like, yeah, it was very much interlude-y, if we're talking vibes. Really. Yeah. But yeah, nothing much to say.
Yeah, I like that production at the end. I will agree with that. It was definitely hitting. I wish you rapped on that part though, which I think would have made it more memorable, to be honest. Yeah, I do like how she's expressing herself on it, but it's like, I needed more from this. I needed more. It didn't, you know, stick enough. So yeah.
And then Umvuzo Wami was next. I don't know about you guys, but I love the song, man. I love it so much. Like, it's different from everything else on the album. Like, there's nothing that sounds like this on the album. And I feel like with an album that is like 17 tracks long, it's nice to have something that doesn't feel repetitive. It doesn't feel like I've already heard this on the album. So if I were to cut down some songs, I wouldn't cut this one. I would definitely keep this. I love the song. It's literally one of my favorites. I think it might be my favorite song, actually. which is crazy. But yeah, Umvuzo Wami, what are your thoughts?
Man, I think this was fire, man. I think, yeah, she slid on this, bro. Like, the beacher, the way that she went off. Like, nah, this was fire, dog. And I think, like, Keke needs to rap more in his closet, dog. Like, there's just a different... Yeah. When you foot, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just... Yeah, bro. Like, I fucks with it. Like, this is...
It's like you hear that confidence more.
Exactly, bro. Like, but nah, this is a fire track. I have nothing wrong to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with your take there. Definitely killed this. Went crazy on this. Like, she's in her bag on tracks like this. Yeah, she always sounds at home, bro. Rapping in her native tongue, for sure. Love the flow. Love the confidence. Sounds like she's just having fun with it, you know, just chilling, vibing, going crazy. So yeah, I like this one a lot, for sure.
Yeah. And then we got Save 'Em. Sounds like a very fun song. But yeah, I think at this point I was feeling the album fatigue, man. Like, it was just,
yeah,
I could feel it with some, yo. Yeah, I'm like, yo, how many more songs to go? Yo, another one. Yo,
oh,
another one.
You know, when you deep it, like, the last five tracks are what, no, not in terms of fatigue, but like the last five tracks are what I expected this project to be. Like, from the start.
Yeah,
like, from the start. This was the last five tracks. That was, like, the type of project that I was expecting. But, yeah, in terms of, like, that hype, whatever, let's go kind of thing. But, yeah, I think I can agree with you there, Cease, in terms of just, yeah, I think after Clear as Day, for me, I was pretty much like, we good, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've always said, like, 12 tracks is probably the sweet spot. Once you go over that and you start hitting 15, etc., it does get a bit harder to listen to, especially if the last five tracks aren't, let's say, introspective or gripping, where it still requires you to focus, and it's more so just turn up. Then it's just like, I guess you kind of just lose it, and I guess it loses its essence of what it initially was. This is probably how I feel in terms of this project and this last bit of it.
I hear that. Dwayne, what are you saying?
Yeah, I heard that, bro. I heard that. So with Save 'Em, bro. Yeah, man. Some more rapping. Like Mpilo was saying, this is more into that what we expect, like, from K. Keith. So I guess you kind of just threw these more at the end. You know, I do love that Bigger Beats produced this. You know, shout out to Bigger Beats, bro. Doing his thing. There's a part I did like on this track where she says, they asked me how I'm painting my walls. I told them in plaques, nigga. Got a money metabolism. I ain't fasting, nigga. They can keep up with me. I'm not a Kardashian, nigga. You show up at casinos, my life is a gamble, nigga. I just like, you know, the bars there. I like where she was going with it. You know, just having fun as well. But for me, the song, I think it should have came much earlier in the project if we're going to go this route. But yeah, man, it is what it is.
And then we get to Legwork, and I guess the bonus track with Nasty. So Legwork feels like, it feels like the same song as Save 'Em, but just in a different font. I don't think that makes sense. Like, you know, so to me, then it feels like an unnecessary addition to an album that's already quite long, because I'm getting the same vibe, I'm getting the same energy on Legwork as I did on Save 'Em. There's literally nothing different over there. Fun song, cool song, but I'm just like, I could have done without it on the album. What are you guys' thoughts on Legwork?
I don't have much to say, man. I don't have much to say.
Yeah,
bro, Legwork again. Like, I agree completely with what you're saying. Just feels like another addition. These are the tracks you can take off to cut down that album fat, like we're talking about. Like, just unnecessary additions for me. That is like, bro, we've already got so much, you know, but I get it, streaming era and whatnot. But for me, on Legwork, I feel like on this track she should have put like Utsumamani and Nasty C on this, just to give us that, because, you know, it's like you're saying, it's that fatigue. We need something to keep us here, bro. You know,
yeah,
give us something.
I actually think you're right. Like, features.
You know what I'm saying? I do get, we get Nasty at the end. Exactly. But I mean, like, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, there's not much more I can say, bro.
And then, yeah, we have Year 24 with Nasty C. I mean, the song has been out for so long. I've got nothing to say about it. I don't know if you guys want to add anything about the song.
Unnecessary addition, bro.
Yeah, but that's why it says bonus, man. It's
a bonus
track. Yeah, definitely. We can't have a bonus on a track with album with 17 songs, bro. Why do you need a bonus, bro? We've already had enough bonuses, bro. What the fuck?
No, please.
We done, dog. You know, but I just want to say about this song, I don't think this song did what it was supposed to do. That's the one thing I will say. I feel like this song was really supposed to, like,
be a lot bigger than what it was.
yeah, it was supposed to catapult Kate into that mainstream spotlight for me. I just saw it doing that, but it didn't really connect the way it was supposed to. But I mean, hey man, you can't hit them all, bruh. So yeah man, that's what I really gotta say about that.
Alright, so closing thoughts. K-Kid Bite the Bullet. I thought this was a really good album overall. Yes, there were some, you know, fall offs here and there, but for the most part I thought this was a really good album. It was nice to get a full body of work from Kid. You know, we've spoken about Kid on the show before, but we've never reviewed a project, and so this was nice. I was exposed to different sides to her that I didn't know. You know, I wasn't really familiar with some of the things she could do, so this was nice. I think that her writing throughout the project was really good. Even on those songs that I didn't particularly enjoy, I could still say the writing was phenomenal. And so yeah, she's a great lyricist. If anything, production was great for the most part as well. The only thing, like I said, like we've been saying, is the length was quite, you know, a bit too much, and in the sequencing. But other than that, shout out to K-Kid, shout out to everyone involved in this. Closing thoughts, what are we saying?
Yeah man, I think for me this was a really good project. Like I said, definitely a favorite for me. I think for the most part, beat selection here was really great. Production here was insane. Key just showed a completely different side that I was just not aware of. And then she also gave us a 10 out of 10 track with Shekinah. So like, yeah man, fuck, this was really, really nice to listen to. Yeah, same sentiments as already shared in terms of just sequencing and length. Like I said, if this thing genuinely, I think if this project was 13 tracks, I think this would be a completely, like the full on, or let's say total remarks about this would have been completely different. But yeah man, this was a really, really good project. I think this was a nice introduction as well. And yeah, I think K-Kid's bag is becoming more and more evident, especially with a project like this. So shout out.
Yeah man, definitely. I would have liked to see more people from that side on this project. That's one thing I want to say, like your K-Kids. I'd have liked to see your, bro, I'm busy saying your K-Kids, I meant your D-Koala. Your D-Koalas, you know, more people from that sort of also, like, you know, bag, like Bravo LaRue, Look at Tops, like there's a lot of guys I felt like she usually moves around, which I didn't really see too much on this project, which was a bit interesting to me, you know. But other than that, like, I couldn't agree with you guys more. I agree with, you know, when it comes to track listing, when it comes to sequencing, when it comes to all the above, man, I think he just needs to really just focus on more so just making or condensing it a bit more. Getting to the point a bit more effectively, I think that's one thing I will say, because it's, this album's a bit all over the place, you know. I would have liked it conduced a bit more, broken down a bit more, structured. But for a first attempt, and for her to also be somebody who was in a position who felt like take it back to imposter syndrome, who felt like, damn, I'm not really her, I'm not really that, you know, I don't deserve to be, or whatever, for her to take that and to put it into a music and to turn it into a body of work, we always appreciate that. So yeah man, shout out to K-Kid and everyone involved.
Yes sir, shout out to everybody. Yeah, this has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Real of My Just and Prince Dways. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.